Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Keith Walker, who's a vet with the Sydney Local Land Services. Keith, we're talking about bovine Yonis disease today. So what is it?
Bovine Yonis disease is essentially a bacterial disease of the lower small intestine, large intestine in cattle. It's caused by Mycobacterium avium, subspecies paratuberculosis. And if that sounds really complicated, basically it's a TB-like disease of the bowel of cattle.
What does it do to the animal?
For some animals, it does very little because we know that some animals can become infected but recover. That's a relatively new discovery. What it does cause long-term in infected cattle that don't recover is that it causes a chronic progressive thickening of the bowel, particularly around the small bowel, large bowel junction. You see failure to thrive at first, then later on in cattle in particular, diarrhoea which persists and wasting to the point of death.
How prevalent is it in New South Wales?
Prevalence in cattle needs to be distinguished because we know New South Wales is in what is called the New South Wales Beef Cattle Protected Zone. By definition and by experience over many years, we know the prevalence in beef cattle is quite low. In contradistinction in the dairy industry in Australia, but particularly Victorian dairy industry, which is the largest industry in Australia in terms of dairy cattle, there's quite high prevalence of disease and significant prevalence in dairy cattle in New South Wales. Queensland has a much lower prevalence and seeks to try and maintain that lower prevalence in dairy cattle.
Now, can you test whether your cattle have BJD?
You certainly can, and there's been a lot of work done on test accuracy over a good number of years, but there are some qualifications around tests. If you have a clinical diseased animal, testing is highly accurate, very specific. In other words, it'll find the right organism and correctly identify it, and also it has good sensitivity. So in clinical disease, you have no trouble diagnosing the disease. The issue in a low prevalence situation, whether you can detect a low prevalence of disease, is an issue around test sensitivity, or are the tests sufficiently sensitive to pick up the disease process, which as yet hasn't clinically declared itself.
Now, if you do detect the disease, are there any treatments?
The simple answer is yes, you can treat this mycobacterial disease, but you have to go to anti-TB drugs like human TB drugs. And there's a watershed little story about a white rhinoceros at Western Plains Zoo that Women's Weekly raised many thousands of dollars to treat that animal, and it was successfully treated and retained a useful life. But we don't have a pharmaceutical benefit scheme for livestock, and generally speaking, the testing is just way out of reach in terms of cost.
If treatment's not really an option, what can dairy farmers and beef producers do to prevent the disease?
Well, again, that's a function of prevalence, and in beef cattle, where there is a lower risk due to the lower population prevalence, producers can do a lot to make sure they don't put their beef herd at risk. And in Victoria, there's a beef-only trading scheme, which allows them to move stock into the New South Wales protected area, but they have to certify that they've had no contact with dairy cattle. So the big risk for beef cattle is dairy cattle. In terms of the dairy industry, it needs to be understood and acknowledged as a higher risk scenario, and risk-based trading is the current policy position in the dairy industry nationally, and in New South Wales that has specific ramifications for how dairy farmers in particular should seek to source stock that are of lower risk.
You mentioned the national approach, but if producers are buying or selling cattle, What should they consider?
Well, really, they have to approach their herd situation from a basis of knowledge, and they have to assess the risk of buying cattle. In the dairy industry, there's a dairy assessment score. This is not a quarantine of all disease, but it is notifiable. People need to understand their own herd situation, have a dairy assessment score, a dairy assurance score for those animals, and they need to make sure that they try and minimise risk in relation to any introduced animals. And I would strongly recommend that they talk with their local land services veterinarian or their market assurance program private veterinarian to really work through the risk issues for their individual herd, particularly in relation to buying new stock.
Keith Walker, vet with the Sydney Local Land Services, thanks for talking with us today.
Pleasure, Bruce.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.